As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
As we previously promised you, we head over to Highland Park Elementary School, and my great friend over there is the principal, Cassidy Rockhill. Good afternoon, my man. How are you?
I'm great. Good afternoon, Mike. Glad to be on with you.
Why are you wearing wool slippers and hats and gloves and fleece-lined jeans? Why is everyone freezing? Where did this weather come from? What's going on?
I hate to say it, but I think I did it. We took our girls to their first game at Lambeau over the weekend, and we brought the weather back with us. So I apologize to Bloomington for that.
Well, that's a fall break, isn't it? My goodness, that's a nice little roadie there. Did they like it? Did they like all the cheese heads and the cold weather and the Jets? What happened there?
We loved every bit about it until the game. Fortunately. Fortunately, the one touchdown the Pack scored was right at us in the end zone, so we got to see that up close and personal. But, yeah, we did the stadium tour, we did the Hall of Fame, and they were over the moon. You know my girls, and they both loved it.
Now, are you Packer fans or just adventurists?
Huge Packer fans. Yeah, my dad grew up in Racine, and, I was bleeding the green and gold long before the Colts ever thought of heading this way. So we're huge Packer fans.
Now, did you get Lambeau leapt on? I don't know if I used the grammar correctly there, but you get the point.
Well, we were very close to Alan Lazard when he did it. Unfortunately, we were also very close when the Jet player did his jet leap at Lambeau, and that wasn't so much fun. But, you know, you got to take it as it comes.
That's it. That's the tough part about being a sports fan, and a great part. If you won them all, it'd be boring. You'd have nothing to worry about or anything else. The Highland Park Pandas are cold when they arrive at school in the morning time, and they're going to be chilly when they leave here in a couple minutes as well. Thankfully, as the forecast I've given, this all clears up, and we're back into the mid-70s on the weekend. That's the good news. When are report cards going home? It's got to be close.
Well, they're coming home Friday, so we'll have those sunny report cards to bring in the sunny weather this weekend.
After fall break, so everybody had some fun on fall break, and then the report cards come home. Now, another interesting development this week as well. Tell me about the new there's initials. It starts with R, and you can track where they're going on the bus, and they're like ID cards. That's all going on this week?
That's right. That's right. So that right now, my understanding is that it's optional. So if parents want to opt in to track their kids that get on and off the bus, they can do so. These same cards then can be used in the lunch lines for their breakfast, their lunch. Pretty cool development with technology. You know, we've had this at our fingertips when we order our Uber Eats and everything else. So I think it's pretty neat that the district has this technology coming. So that we can use it to really help parents feel good about the safety of their kids. If the bus is running a little behind or a little ahead, they'll know it, know where to expect the bus.
And to your point, I've felt this over the years, and you deal with way more parents than I do. When you don't let them know what's going on, that's worse than letting them know something that's not perfect is happening. Do I have that kind of right?
You have that spot on. Absolutely. I think transparency is key. Communication is key. You're right. I think, you know, parents and our families and ourselves, you know, we're a lot more able to process and willing to handle situations that maybe aren't perfect as long as we know about it and we're aware of it and we keep those lines of communication open between school and home and frankly, really in all aspects, you know, with academics, with anything our students are excelling in or struggling with. As long as we can keep those lines of communication open and school and home are working hand in hand, that's really how we're going to best support our students and help them, you know, help them be able to be resilient and adaptive and handle the challenges that life inevitably throws at us each and every day of our lives, Mike.
Cassidy Rockhill is our guest, the principal at Highland Park. And for people maybe new to the show or new to town, tell everybody where Highland Park is and how long you've been out there, my friend.
Yeah, so I came up with a moniker a few years ago that we are Bloomington's West Kept Secret, and that came about because, you know, I just again and again, I talked to people about where we were. Now, are you the school over there by Karst Farm Park? No, that's Grandview. Are you know? And so we are kind of tucked away. We're here on the west side of town, off of South Park Square Drive, just a little bit east of Ivy Tech. And we kind of were right in the middle of the Highland Village neighborhood in Stone Chase there. And this is my seventh year as principal here. I got my start here back in the early 2000s as a classroom aide and worked here for about 5 years, and then taught at Grandview, was the AP there, and then came on back home 7 years ago to Highland Park.
The Pandas. Where do you keep your mascot? That cage has to be enormous.
Well, the one for the giant panda is, but we on Wednesdays, I don't know if you're aware, you know, the Red for Ed Wednesdays, we like to represent public educators and public education. So we've got red pandas, and they're smaller. So we got to have real small cages for our red pandas. They're almost like weasels.
That's exactly right. Kind of from the raccoon family as well.
And, you got it.
And the zoology classes at Highland Park, very high level. Very, very high level. All right, so here we are. We just got out of fall break. Everybody's rest and recharge. Now we've got one eye on Christmas break. So what happens, or Christmas break, fall break is gone. Thanksgiving break will be next. But we have to remember that coming up in a few weeks, it's early voting now, but we will have Election Day and none of the MCCSC goes to school, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, November 8th. We want our teachers, our staff, and our families all to go to the booths. And many of our schools, ours included, are voting sites. So obviously for that reason, we really can't have school in session.
Yeah, too many, not security risks, but too many variables. How about that in today's day?
I like that. Absolutely.
Sadly, we have to choose one or the other. But it's a good day as well to explain why we're closed and why everybody should be paying attention to that. So that is definitely, definitely exciting. And grades are out. Okay, so we got the Thanksgiving break coming up. We've got the Election Day coming. But before we do all that, we have fun things like testing and evaluations and everything else. What's happening with third and sixth graders as we move through here in October and November?
Well, I tell you what, you know, obviously testing is a big deal, especially, you know, when third grade year, you know, it's school kind of gets real for our kids and families. But honestly, to me, while it's an important you know, assessment of how we're doing, it's not what we're doing. So to me, the way we're going to get the best results from our assessments is to make sure that our kids are engaged, enthusiastic, they want to be here. And so one of the things that we do here at Highland Park, you know, besides just the research based, you know, best practices for reading and for math, we want to give kids opportunities to make school a fun place to be and someplace they want to be. So one of the things I'm really excited about, you know, we were able to kind of dip our toes in a little bit last year, but this year really kind of full force the return of some of those special things. Like we've got a Panda Pride Nature Club. So we've got a big Panda Pride Nature Preserve here on our campus, and we've got a giant club. We've probably got 40 or 50 kids in that club.
Awesome.
That help maintain those grounds. We've got a very active student council. On Fridays, we've got a partnership with IU that brings a Turkish language and culture club. That's an after-school club here. And last Monday, the 10th, we put on our first play performance. I was talking
to... Yeah, I'm looking at the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, you got it. And I was talking with Craig Bushy. He's the director of the drama club. And it's the first play we were able to do live with families here in attendance since the Tuesday before everything shut down on a Thursday before spring break for COVID. So we did a play, everything shut down, and then, you know, everything was bonkers for a couple years. And so last Monday, a week ago yesterday, I was over the moon. I mean, it was so cool to have a gym full of family and friends to cheer on our students. And you know, we had one kid that was one of the, I'm not a Wizard of Oz aficionado, but it's one of the winged monkeys, right?
Sure.
I think there's a specific name for him.
There are.
And he was so amazing. He was, you know, calling out and making crazy sounds. And again, talking to the director, when they first started rehearsing, that kid walked off the stage in tears. He was so nervous. So these are the kind of opportunities that go beyond math and social studies and reading that kind of help kids find their niche, find their confidence. We got robotics starting up again. And one thing I'm especially excited about this year, I've tasked our special area teachers, art, music, PE, Spanish, library, that they've got a little bit of time in their day that in the past we've used kind of to work with small groups of kids on academics. I said, you know what? What about this year? Let's think about during the school day clubs that we can offer as enrichment and some opportunities like that, because there are kids that regardless of what opportunities we provide, you know, for whatever reason, lack of transportation or maybe their parents aren't comfortable with them staying after school, those clubs and those opportunities aren't always accessible. So I'm pretty excited that we're going to have some offerings this year that take place during the school day, in addition to all these great clubs that we've had been going here over the years.
Well, it's a brilliant idea for the reasons you just suggested, because not everybody works on the same time frame or time schedule or transportation, as you mentioned. The drama club at that age, that when I saw that, I almost fell out of my chair. I'm like, well, third, fourth, fifth, sixth graders, you're K through six. I'm not losing my mind here. That to me seems early for a drama club. Who put this together, and what has the response been besides outrageous?
So it's amazing. It's amazing. I don't know that I have the exact year that it started, but you know, Craig Bushy, I'll give him another shout out. He was a teacher here for a long time. He's since moved on to a different position within the district. He kind of supports lots of different schools. But when he made that transition, he asked me, he said, you know, I think I'd kind of like to keep doing the drama club if that's okay with you. I said, am I crazy? Yes, it's okay with me. Absolutely. And as he would tell you, it's not a one-man show. You know, he gets five, six, seven teachers that help cast and help build sets, and lots of family members also help. So it's just really neat, because a lot of times you'll see some kids that maybe don't have the, you know, opportunities to excel and flourish in their own mind, and then they get in this scenario and can really find out some things about themselves and kind of push that comfort level, which is really, you know, you don't want to be way outside your comfort zone, but if you can get a little bit outside your comfort zone, that's really where the true growth, meaningful growth can happen. And so that's really great.
Yeah, once you do it a little bit, then you'll do it a little bit more next time, and then you'll start really growing. And that's
you got it.
All right, let's talk about all these programs you've just mentioned and all the people it takes to run them. How important is it the referendum gets passed? I'm guessing that helps fund a lot of this.
It's critical. It's absolutely critical. You know, one of the things with the referendum, obviously, you know, if it passes, we're going to be able to increase salaries for teachers, for paraeducators, that's our support staff, for custodians, for bus drivers. I mean, for everybody, you know, except for our administrators. That's not part of this referendum, but we want to get we want to make our teaching positions, our support staff positions, as attractive as possible, so that we can attract and retain high quality staff. With the passing of the referendum, we're going to be able to put a huge influx of money into our STEAM initiatives, into our special areas. And if it doesn't pass, you know, it's...
Well, I'd be shocked. I'll speak for you. I'd be shocked if it didn't, because it already has. And I think people value what comes with this. They understand 90% of it's for salaries. That's what it's there for. But if it is not continued, then what do you strip away? Well, you don't strip away teachers. You strip away all the programs. Then you get to the teachers. And that's not any fun. So
No. And really, I mean, I think, you know, study after study will show a healthy education system is good for everybody. It's good for the community. It attracts other businesses. It increases property values. I mean, all of those things. So it's, you know, if you don't have, I don't have a kid in school, I would still argue that this is important for you.
That is, because you don't, ignoring it doesn't mean it's going away or getting better or. No, we're all in this together. That's absolutely right. Cassie Rockhill is our guest. Before I let you go, buddy, brag on your PTO, brag on your staff. What big events are coming up? We're doing Summit this week. My wife's going over there tomorrow for like certain grade days. They're having some fun or doing something else. There's a lock-in here or there or whatever. What are you guys doing at Highland Park, and who are all the people that help you make this possible?
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to touch on one thing upcoming real quick, and then something we just kind of brought to fruition today after a couple of years of hard work. So we are going to have, you know, closer towards winter break, we're going to have what we're going to call a culture fest. So it will involve sort of the traditional, there might be Saint Nick, but there also is going to be an opportunity for families to participate and bring their own cultures to the school, so we can all learn from each other what kind of holidays people celebrate and really embrace inclusion in that way. And PTO is a big part of making that happen. Just today, my assistant principal, Lisa Quigley, her husband just got back from Evansville about 35 minutes ago with two buddy benches. So we have been collecting plastic bottle caps for over 2 years. And Janelle Eisen has been the big advocate, the teacher that's really driven this train, and along with student council, kids staying after school, rinsing bottle caps, sorting bottle caps. So we just took up 200 pounds of bottle caps, or took down 200 pounds of bottle caps to Green Tree Plastics, and came back with two gorgeous hard plastic rainbow buddy benches that we'll put out on our playground towards the end of this week. And PTO, we got to collect all the plastic, but we also have to pay Green Tree to build the benches. So thankfully, right, PTO funded that. And then just last night, PTO approved some grant requests for our teachers. We're going to have a ton of mudder boots for our nature club and our nature preserve, along with benches right there to contain all those boots. So our PTO is fantastic. We couldn't do half of what we do without their financial support and their moral support. And we're always looking for more people. So if you are a Highland Park parent listening to this show, come see us next month for PTO. We'd love to have you.
Well, we love having you on, my man. I hope to see you on the streets soon. Have a great rest of your weekend. Well, week of November. Getting into November, I always think of Halloween and all the why on a Monday night? That we got to
It just needs to be fixed on a Friday or Saturday every year,
that's
right?
That's what I said. Please. I mean, yeah, that's a one ticket item you can vote for, and everyone would vote for you.
That's right.
Everybody
that's right.
would do it. All right. Great job, my friend. Thanks so much for your time. And again, best of luck here for the rest of October and into the holiday season for the folks at Highland Park. Thanks, Cassidy.
Hey, always love talking to you, Glass. Take care.